Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and today, buckle up, fans, because we're talking all about Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And when I say we, I mean me and our lovely correspondent, Miss China. Welcome back, friend.
What's going on?
It's good to have you back. I don't know about you, but Ghostbusters was an all-time fave in my home. Growing up as a kid, I grew up watching the cartoon on top of being reintroduced with Ghostbusters around Halloween time. Today's kids know Hocus Pocus as like the it Halloween movie, but Ghostbusters was a staple for my parents. They're like, okay, we're not going to go too scary. Therefore, we are indoctrinating our kid with Ghostbusters. Was it like that for you?
No, not really. So we didn't really have like a Halloween vibe like that. Definitely am that now, but not when we were kids. Not when we were kids, because I was a complete chicken, as I am now. But Ghostbusters is a cult classic. The following is insane. We grew up on movies on TV, and this is one of the films that was always on TV.
What was your initial take on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire?
I liked it. I did a double feature of Ghostbusters 1 and 2, like the 80s ones, before I went to go see the new Ghostbusters movie, mostly because like the first Ghostbusters movie, the new one, was not streaming. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch the 80s ones. And going into it, because it just kind of put me in the right mood for Ghostbusters. And I feel like this one really was way more 80s Ghostbusters, campy Ghostbusters than the first one that had come out, like the Afterlife. Right. Yeah, that one wasn't as, for me at least, it didn't feel as Ghostbusters as this movie did.
I also enjoyed it. I loved all the little Easter eggs. And when they brought back Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Ernie Hudson, I was like, all right, we're going to get the band back together. Then I was like low-key kind of bummed that like Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd didn't live up to my OG Ghostbusters fan. No. I thought their lines were kind of cheesy, but Ernie Hudson came in hot. You would never guess that. A, that man is almost 80. No, he is sharp as a tack, still killing the game. I trust him wholeheartedly to take out any ghost anywhere, okay? If I see a ghost, I'm calling him. He's the first one I'm calling, hands down. And I say that as a very, very dedicated Venkman fan. Definitely wished we would have had a Sigourney Weaver cameo of some sort.
Yo, same.
That was missing. Overall, I was very impressed with Frozen Empire. And I feel like Afterlife walked so that Frozen Empire could run.
Absolutely. We definitely needed like Afterlife to happen in order to get the characters that were going to be brought to New York.
And that honestly is how I feel about the original Ghostbusters movies. The first Ghostbusters movie was good, but the second one in my mind was so much better. And I know that's kind of controversial, but I said what I said.
I mean, yeah. It's a little Statue of Liberty, right? It's the whole thing.
That being said, I've got some casting for you. Are you ready for it?
Oh, absolutely. Go for it.
All right. As Gary Gruberson, we have Mr. Paul Rudd. As Callie Spangler, we have Carrie Coon. As Trevor Spangler, we have Finn Wolfhard. As Phoebe Spangler, we have McKenna Grace. As Nadeem Rasmati, we have Kumail Nanjiani. Returning as Peter Venkman, we have Bill Murray. Returning as Ray Stantz, we have Dan Aykroyd. Coming in hot as Winston Zeddemore, we have Mr. Ernie Hudson. And last but not least, as Janine Melnitz, we have Annie Potts. All right. I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Always.
This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, we are about to spoil it for you. Serious question time. Who's your favorite Ghostbuster?
Okay, I have two, but I feel like they're for the same reason.
Go for it.
Okay, so mine are Venkman and Gary. I feel like they're on the same vibe. They definitely need some comic relief. Someone to say, like someone who can pull off the stupid one-liners, and those are that's them. I mean, it's Bill Murray and Paul Rudd. If anyone's going to pull off a dumb one-liner, it's going to be those two.
Agreed. I'm still Team Venkman. Paul Rudd's character was the comedic relief that we definitely needed. Did you ever watch the Ghostbusters with the all-female cast?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So Chris Hemsworth's character, what do we have to do to get another Avenger in this Ghostbuster film?
Fair.
But what other Avenger would you add to the Ghostbusters team?
God, I want it to be someone super random, like Coulson or someone. You know what I mean? Like bring it all the way back. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I don't want like, maybe not like an Avenger, but like
some supporting.
Yeah. Someone random. I'm really trying to think right now. Who would you pick?
Darcy Lewis.
Oh, see? Yeah. Oh, she would totally be a Ghostbuster.
She's smart enough. She could be like Bankman's niece.
Yeah, she's totally a Ghostbuster. If you want to go deep dive and be technical about this, there are three Marvel people in this new Ghostbuster movie because Patton Oswalt is an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You're right.
Yeah, and technically, Kumal?
Yes! You're right!
Yeah, he's Eternal.
I take it back.
There are actually five people in this Ghostbusters universe that are Marvel because Lucky is in Madam Web.
How many Ghostbuster Easter eggs did you catch?
There were a lot of Easter eggs, but there are three that are my favorite. Okay. And it's honestly because I had just watched the first two movies that I feel like I picked up on more because I was like, ooh, that's what's said in this. So yeah. So Lucky says, turn me on, the same way that they say it in the first movie when they're like using the proton pack for the first time. And he's like, oh, turn me on. And they're like, okay. But like, they're not sure if it's going to blow up or not because they've never used it before. And it's just the way that she said it and the emphasis they made on her saying it. You're like, you knew it was an Easter. So that was one. And then obviously the library ghost, which is from the original movie. And like, she makes an appearance in this movie, which I think is so hilarious that she's still just hanging out. Mm-hmm. Like they never went back to like go get her. They're just like, we'll just leave her alone. All she's doing is reading it. And then like the other one is Walter Peck in general. Like him being mayor, I think is so funny because it's like I think he was like a councilman or like trying to get the Ghostbusters in the 80s. And now this man is like the mayor and still can't get over it. Like he just can't let it go. And it's like, bro, it's been 40 years. Can you calm down and just relax? But I love that he became the mayor. I think it's so perfect. What are your Easter eggs?
Slimer.
Oh yeah. Classic.
And I was like, are they going to give him a storyline? Please give him a storyline. Like make it from the cartoon, please, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Slimer was actually really helpful. He was a supporting character in the cartoon. He was like their dog.
Oh, okay.
And they would say, no, Slimer, you have to stay home. Or sorry, don't do anything crazy while we're gone. And he would just be like, oh. And it was the cutest thing. So for them to make Slimer really scary, which is his origin story.
Right.
Like they don't put him in an ecto, basically.
Right. Right.
And they just keep him around because he's a friendly ghost. And I was like, okay, when are they gonna show him like having a fun personality and whatnot? Oh, we're not there yet. Ghostbusters 3, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
And then, so the colander hat that from the first Ghostbusters movie that Venkman puts Louis Tully in.
Yes.
Nadim
reprises
that role with that little Easter egg as like a nod to Louis Tully. And I was like, I see what you did there. And I'm here for it. I wish it was Rick Moranis, but.
Right. I wish they brought that character back.
Yeah. I see what they did. And it was really interesting to use that method. And I was like, it is, sir, it is the year 2024.
Again, 40 years later.
Yeah, we're still using the colander hat to detect paranormal activity. Okay. But Kumail Nanjiani did an amazing job. I could not get enough of him. Like, he had some really good one-liners. The next Easter egg that I caught were the little Stay Puft Marshmallow Men.
I want one so bad. They're like so cute. Like a little hamster. Yeah, they're so cute. I mean, they're a little destructive, but like, it could be fun. It could be so fun.
So good. But we can get the Stay Puft guy, but we can't get Sigourney Weaver. Got it. Okay. What else?
Facts. She didn't pick up the phone. Come on. It would have been so good. It would have been so good.
Do you have a favorite Ghostbuster movie? Or what is your order that you prefer?
Order I prefer.
In terms of favorite. I'm not saying in terms of like watchability.
Oh God, I would have to do original one, original two, Frozen Empire.
Okay.
All female cast, Afterlife.
Yep. Okay. Right? So I did Ghostbusters 2, then 1.
Okay. Fair.
Then Frozen Empire, then all female Ghostbuster cast movie, and then Afterlife also.
Yeah.
Just saying. I feel like Frozen Empire did really well, all things considered.
No, it did. It really did.
All right. So what caught you off guard?
The Phoebe and Melody plotline, the chemistry. Like, I was low-key like, I have to have a ghost girlfriend. Because like, what is this chemistry we got going on here? Because it's bubbling.
Yeah.
And did I know that she was going to like betray her? Yeah, it kind of was obvious. Did I know that this Phoebe was going to like basically kill herself and make herself a spirit?
Right.
Why would you do that? That is so dumb. But I get that like it needed to happen in order for the villain to come out. But still, the chemistry was intense. I didn't know what was happening. I was like, where is this about to go?
I realize this movie was definitely Phoebe focused. But do you feel like there was a certain character that definitely stole the show?
Not really. I definitely feel like it was a good ensemble piece. I think them being in New York helped the movie immensely. New York itself is a character, right? I was thinking about this earlier today. Like, New York has gone through some stuff.
It
like,
has. I feel
like every franchise is like, you know what we should blow up? New York. You know what we should like have a battle in? New York. You know, like, New York has been going through it cinematically for decades. Like,
yeah, it's a hub. Just
the film studies paper I could write on the destruction of New York. Why does cinema hate New York? That could be like my whole thesis paper. New York is a character in this because you can't have the Ghostbusters without New York. Having the firehouse, having the library with the lions, very iconic New York. So I think them being in New York is there. So maybe New York stole the show, right? New York was the
good
whole part.
Answer.
Yeah, I'm going to put New York is my answer as like New York has stole the show because it needed to be in New York in order for this Ghostbuster reunion campiness to happen. And I think that's what Afterlife was missing, was it needed all the stuff that reminded us of Ghostbusters.
So my short answer is Nadim stole the show. Kumail Nanjiani, fair. As Nadim, his character was phenomenal and I could not get enough of him.
What I loved about his character, and I think like how they did the villain in this movie, was the history of it.
Yeah.
And like them bringing back like the flashbacks and it being like spiritual, historical evil, I guess, like evil spirit kind of vibe, which is definitely what it was in Ghostbusters 1 and 2. Like, it was some like historical, ancient, religious, spiritual demon.
Right. And honestly, I mean, my initial take on the villain was they did a great job modernizing their villains. And the storyline was similar to Goza.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, this guy fits in. And then you see the horns and I got Goza vibes. It was so good.
Yeah, so good. It was really good.
Yeah, so shout out to the special effects team. Y'all nailed it. All in all, love Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Grab your friends, grab your proton packs, and go see this movie. And now it is time for the spotlight of the week. Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her a hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram @Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast. Looking to move? 24/7 Moving is a full-service moving company based in LA. At 24/7 Moving, they understand moving can be overwhelming sometimes, and they see this as their responsibility to alleviate the pressure and stress. Their professional team provides fun, friendly, and secure local and long-distance services throughout the U.S. Their highly skilled and well-trained team has combined experience of over 3,000 moves, including commercial and residential. They deliver smooth and stress-free moving and packing services at affordable prices. I've personally used 24/7 Moving and have never been so impressed with a team of movers in my life. They weren't just fast and efficient. They were affordable, and the guest service was unmatched to anything I've ever worked with before. For more information, visit them online at 247moving.com. Founded in 2021, the Nerf Herder Co. was created as a way for people to bring their favorite fandoms into their homes and out into the world in a luxurious, chic way. The Nerf Herder Co. offers candles, wax melts, fragrance mists, and now has expanded into apparel. The Nerf Herder Co. offers a wide range of fandoms from Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones, books such as ACOTAR, and more. New releases are dropped on an almost weekly basis, and they always love to get suggestions for future releases from customers. Looking to donate some of your old books to a good home? Look no further than your local Little Free Library. Little Free Library is a nonprofit organization based out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Their mission is to be a catalyst for building community, inspiring readers, and expanding book access for all through a global network of volunteer-led Little Free Libraries. For more information on Little Free Library, head on over to the link in our show notes. Tax Pros, an award-winning tax firm dedicated to providing their clients with a full range of advanced tax planning and tax resolution services. With 3 locations in Southern California, Tax Pros is there to meet you where you are, offering phone and video appointments. Learn more or book an appointment today at Tax Pros. Tax, P-R-O-S-E. We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: Ghost Corps, Columbia Pictures, Bronze Studios, and Right of Way Films. We're just really big fans.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.